Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, the last Sunday of 1985, December the 29th, 1985. The prayer of our church is, as you fellowship with us by means of this tape, we pray that your heart would be uplifted as the Lord Jesus Christ has lifted us. God bless you. May 1986 be all that the Lord would have it to be in your life. We love you. At this time, our choir is going to sing a number that says, "The light of the world is Jesus." If you don't know the Lord yet, you are walking in darkness. And maybe don't even know it. The light of the world is Jesus. And all Christians are called light. We need to walk in the light as He is in the light. Brother Tom Watts comes to lead the choir in this wonderful song. Today is taken from the second chapter of Matthew, first 12 verses. These verses were read last Sunday also in their adult choir presentation. Today we're going to be speaking on wise men still seek Jesus. Actually, it's a wise person today who seeks the Lord. Matthew 2, 1 through 12. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of these there shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. When he had privately called the wise men and inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. When you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to her, they departed into their own country another way. Before we have a word of prayer, we would like to mention these prayer requests. We would like to mention two or three that are not in the bulletin. First of all, Mrs. Toller's sister, Rose Hensley, is to be praying for her this week. She's still in the hospital. Be praying for Ms. Hensley. And also Mr. Sloan, another person that they called me on the phone and told me about. Let's be praying for her also. Byron Caudill is still in the hospital, I believe. Let's be praying for him. Brother Lester Parsons, we thought that he would be coming home tomorrow, but he is still in the hospital up in Illinois. Let's be praying for Brother Lester Parsons this week. We're glad to have Vasi with us today for the first time in 2 or 3 weeks. God bless you, Vasi, and we thank God for what He has done in your life, both physically and spiritually. My mom gets out of the hospital today, and appreciate your prayers for her. For a while, we thought she was going to have surgery. But thank God she gets to go home today, and trust you'll lift her up in prayer this week. Let's look to the Lord today in a word of prayer. And Father, we're so grateful this morning that we have a great God that we can call upon. We thank Thee, Father, that there is nothing too hard for Thee. And Your precious Word says, For with God nothing shall be impossible. And so we lift up each of these, Lord, that we've mentioned, as well as these others listed here in the bulletin. Father, we know that You care about us both in a physical way as well as in a spiritual way. We just thank Thee that we can do as Your Word says. We can come here and cast all of our cares upon Thee because You care for us. Father, we lift up each and every precious soul who is here in this service this morning. We appreciate all those, Lord, who are present, and we just pray that this day would be a day of decision in each of our lives as we covenant with Thee to be a better Christian in 1986. Father, we pray if there is someone here this morning who has never trusted the Lord, we pray that this would be their day when they would say yes to the Holy Spirit and invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their lives. We thank Thee already, Father, for all You've done for us. And all You're going to do as we keep looking up during the rest of 1985 and the year 1986. We thank Thee already for what You're going to do, Father, and help us to keep our eyes upon Thee because we know, Lord, that You love us, You care about us. And we pray that this service will be an uplifting time in every life here. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Brother Tom, come lead us in another song at this time.
Okay, for our last hymnal this morning, let's turn to page 352, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. I wanted to feel I could stand on this. All three verses.
Leaning on the everlasting arms.
ask Brother Tom Boggs to lead us in prayer for the offering, please. Today we'd like to speak on wise men still seek Jesus. It's a wise person who knows the Lord today, who has come to know Him. In just a few hours, 1985 will be history. I would encourage you on this last Sunday of this year to place your faith in the Lord. If you've never made this giant step, you can begin 1986 with a clean slate, with all your sins under the blood for time and for eternity. The most important decision anyone will ever make is what Joshua sought to tell the people on his deathbed. In the last chapter of Joshua, Joshua 24, verses 14 and 15, Joshua said, "Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, are the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Notice the many times in those two verses that the word serve or served is mentioned. Every one of us gathered here this morning is someone's servant. We're someone's servant. We're someone's prisoner. Paul called himself the prisoner of Jesus Christ. I trust you're the Lord's prisoner today. Joshua's last will and testament is worth heeding this morning. In just a few minutes, Joshua would be in eternity. He went on to his reward at the age of 110. there in Joshua 24. My prayer is that you will pray for this service, that you will listen, that God's Word would pierce some precious heart, that some Christian gathered here today would be encouraged to go forth to serve the Lord in a greater and mighty way. Let's look to the Lord again in another word of prayer, please. Father, we commit this service into your hands and just pray, Father, you'd bless and work out your will in every life. We thank people for what you're doing in their lives, Lord, and what you're going to do. We know, Lord, today you're still working on us. You're still seeking to mold us and make us. And Father, we would say today in the words of the song, have thine own way, Lord. You're the potter, Father, and we're the clay. And help us, Father, not to rebel against you, but may we follow thee, Lord, no matter where you would lead. And the rest of 1985, as well as throughout 86, help us to be all you'd have us to be as we seek to lift up Jesus here in this community, in this area. Bless each one, Lord, here today. We pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Our two key verses this morning are going to be found in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 2. The wise men came to Jerusalem and they said, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we're come to worship him. And then in Isaiah 55:6, Isaiah said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Wise people still seek Jesus. If you're here today and you know the Lord, my prayer is that you'll listen, as you've never listened before. Why should people seek Jesus, first of all? Why should anyone seek the Lord in the first place? I want to say this, friends, because every last one of us gathered here this morning are going somewhere. We're going somewhere. And the place depends upon what we have done with Jesus, what we've done with him. Pilate said to the crowd as Jesus was being tried, actually in a way Pilate was on trial instead of Jesus. But Pilate said in Matthew 27:22, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called the Christ? That is still the question this morning in 1985, December 29th, 1985. That is still the question that I want to give to you this morning. What are you going to do with Jesus? What have you done with Jesus? I know I'm not being all I could have been during the years of my Christian life. But my friends, with God's help, I want to do more in 86. And I trust you want to do more in 86 than you've done this year. Why should we seek the Lord? Because we're going somewhere. We're headed either on the broad way that leads to destruction, or we're headed on the narrow way that leads to life. The wise men in Matthew chapter 2 said, we have seen his star in the east, and we've come to worship him. We've come to worship him. Jesus today is worthy of our worship. All of us are worshiping someone or something. Our hearts were made to worship. And God wants to be in that heart of yours. Our hearts are made to worship. And I would encourage you today to be a wise person and seek Jesus. All of us are creatures of eternity. We're never going to get out of existence. As I've said here many times behind this pulpit, there was a time when we were not. But there will never be a time when we will not be. Some of you gathered here this morning, you've known the Lord for years and years. I thank God for that. Some of you have known the Lord for a few months, and I thank God for that. Some of you here might have just known the Lord for a few days. I appreciate you too. The thing about it is, friends, we have made that greatest of all decisions to trust Jesus. And we're ready. We're ready to go to be with Him. There was a time when you were not. There was a time when I was not. But there will never be a time when I will not be, when you will not be. Amos said in Amos 4:12, prepare to meet thy God. Prepare to meet thy God. These wise men, the reason they were seeking Jesus, they were going to worship Him. To worship Him. In John chapter 6, in verse 26, Jesus had just fed 5,000 on 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And Jesus got away from the crowd, and the crowd followed Him. And Jesus said in verse 26 of John 6, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek Me. Look while they were seeking Jesus. Ye seek Me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for Him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto Him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent. Why are you following the Lord? Why am I following the Lord? Why have I been following Jesus since 1955? For what we can get out of Him? Or what we can give to Him? My life, friends, and your life needs to be a life of giving. Let's not be all wrapped up in ourselves. Because we're going to make a very small package if we're all wrapped up in ourselves. Paul said in Romans 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. One time around the Christmas tree, a little boy was perplexed at all the exchange of presents. Finally, after a long period of silence, he asked, Mommy, when are we going to give Jesus His present? I thought it was His birthday. What have we given Jesus? Where has He been on our Christmas shopping list? Way down the list? Or at the top of the list? Why are we seeking Jesus today? Second, when should we seek Jesus? In Isaiah 55:6, Isaiah said, seek ye the Lord. And I want you to get to the last part of this statement. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. He's not lost. We're the ones that were lost. And if you're here today and still don't know Jesus, you're lost. Isaiah says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Did you know before you can invite me into your home, I must be on the outside knocking? before you can invite Jesus into your life, he must be dealing with you by his Holy Spirit. Behold, I stand at the door and knock in Revelation 3:20. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Isaiah says, seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Don't you like that? My friend, the pardon has already been written out in the blood of Jesus. You can be pardoned today from your sins. Your name can be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. When should we seek Jesus? While he may be found. And while he is near. In fact, the book of Ecclesiastes says, Ecclesiastes 12:1, it says, remember now. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Remember now. The shepherds in Luke chapter 2, you know what they did? They came with haste. They didn't waste any time. They came with haste and found Mary and Joseph in the babe lying in the manger. My friend, the longer you wait, the greater possibility it is that you're not going to be in heaven in eternity. I want to say that again. The longer you put off salvation, the greater possibility it is that you will not be with Jesus in heaven throughout eternity. When he's dealing with your life, that's the time to open your heart's door and let him come in. Invite him into your life. He's not trying to take life away from you. He's seeking to give you life, and life more abundantly. I heard a fellow preacher, Count Nathaniel, one time. He preached on what Jesus said to Nicodemus, or what Nicodemus said to Jesus, really. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he is old? How can a man be born when he is old? The longer you put off salvation, the harder it is. The devil says, wait a while. But Jesus says, now. This verse is written to Christians in Colossians chapter 3. The first four verses. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead. You're dead to sin, Christian. You're dead to sin. You were dead in sin. But now we've made that great transaction. We are dead to sin. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. What a place of safety. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. The missionaries that we've been corresponding with, they are where God wants them to be. Jim McKinley, the letter that we received just a few days ago, he says, my primary task, however, is evangelism. The kind of evangelism that is which results in churches. Often this keeps me out in rural areas at night. And when it does, I simply carry a little bedroll under my arm and sleep wherever there is a spot. Often it is in the little church buildings with mud floors or another similar place. But if needed, it can be also under a tree when the weather permits. But when the result is people coming to the Lord Jesus, a place to sleep is no problem. Don't you like that? I do. But the end result is people coming to Jesus, sleeping under a tree is nothing. What have we given Jesus around this Christmas season? He says this, the six new churches to be recognized at the end of this year are now ready for that recognition. And then he says, we do a little of everything in development, but the big thing right now is sheep and ducks for the area which was affected by the tidal wave of May the 26th, which killed maybe up to 25,000 people. This is an area where physical need is only superseded by the spiritual. We will do what we can. Sincerely, Jim McKinley. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above. Third, how can we seek Jesus? You know what Jeremiah 29:13 says? I'd like for you to turn to that in your Bible there. Jeremiah 29:13. Some wonderful words here. And ye shall seek me and find me. That's not all the verse. It says, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Someone said it like this one time. Some people miss heaven by 18 inches. The difference between head religion and heart salvation. Don't miss heaven by that much. I like what Romans 10:9-10 says. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart, the real you that lives in your house, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. That's the gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You must realize that you're lost. When I was a student at Lee's College in Jackson, about 1955 or 56, we got word in the dorm one day that there was a young boy lost. We organized a search party and went searching for this person. He was found. Actually, he came home. There are people out in this community that are lost. They don't know the Lord. I remember one time, just a few miles from here, there was a little child lost down on Grapevine. I went down when they were searching for this little child. You know what? The road on both sides was lined with cars. What were they doing? Searching for a lost child. My friend, I want to challenge us today. There are lost people all around us that we need to love and appreciate. I remember what Dr. Fred Halbrook said standing right behind this pulpit one Sunday night. He said this, we need to be interested in people. People. Not things, but people. That's what's going to inhabit heaven or hell. It's people. Your neighbors and friends and loved ones. People. There was a man who came to visit my mom the other night and had prayer with her. And my mom told this fellow about my youngest brother. He's still lost. This preacher said he was going to be praying for my brother Coy. Lost. one heartbeat from hell. I'm not saying all this to scare anybody. I don't believe in scared religion. I believe this, we need to fear the Lord. That's what Joshua said in Joshua 24. Fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. But we fear Him out of love. He's not someone holding over us a thing He's going to chop our head off with. I talked to a dear little boy over at the hospital a few weeks ago. He said, Jesus is waiting to send my soul to hell. You know what I gave him? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He loves you. And I want us as a church, here in 1986, to love someone because of what God can make out of them. Don't just exist. Live. John chapter 10 and verse 10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. And that's Satan. That's the devil. If he can, he'll do all three of those things. He'll steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. He's not trying to take life from us. He's trying to empty our pockets of pebbles and fill them with gold. That's what Jesus is trying to do. He's not seeking to take life from us. He's trying to give us life, and that life more abundantly. He loves you. And I trust we as a church and as the pastor, I love you today. I'd do anything I could to see you born again, saved, and on your way to heaven. Our invitation to Him today says, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. I'd like for you to make it personal this morning. Jesus loves me. The songwriter says, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Let's look to the Lord in prayer as Myrna comes to the piano and Brother Tom comes to lead us in our invitation hymn. Let's look to the Lord in prayer before invitation, please. Our Father, we thank Thee so much for being with us in this service. Father, we pray that we would see each one of us who know Thee already, that we seek to know Thee better during 1986. Father, we know we'll never be too well acquainted with Thee. We all need to move up in our Christian life. And Father, we pray for those here that still have not trusted Jesus. We pray from the depths of our soul today, Lord, that we see some precious soul make things right with Thee and begin a new year in the right way with their name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank Thee, Father, already for what You're going to do. And speak to our hearts during this invitation hymn. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand as we sing 217. Just as I am without one plea. As we stand to sing at this time.
Thank you.
y'all tell me where you're going to be this time next Sunday? Not a single person here can tell us really where they'll be this time next Sunday. Some of us may be with the Lord. We're going to be somewhere this time next Sunday. I don't even know where I'll be tomorrow. God knows. I don't. We may have plans laid for tomorrow and this coming week. But I tell you, they may be interrupted by something. We have plans for ringing out the old and ringing in the new on Tuesday night. But those plans may be interrupted. The rapture of the church may take place this week. I trust you know the Lord this morning as your Savior. As we sing in the third stanza, Brother Tom.
Gracious Father, we come this morning thanking you for your many blessings, thanking you for your word that we have heard this morning. May we keep it in our hearts forever. Father, we can never thank you enough for what you do for us and for your great love for us. We ask now that you bless those who are on our prayer list, those who are sick and afflicted. Father, bring us back tonight that we may receive the blessings in your word from the word that is here. Again, forgive us of our sins and shortcomings. This we pray in Jesus' name for his sake.